عفوا أحد. بسم الله الأعظم، العلي الكبير، الودود الكريم، العليم الحليم، البر الرحيم، الحي القيوم، ذو الجلال والإكرام، مالك الملك وملك الملوك، النور الهادي التواب، العليم الخبير، لا إله إلا الله، سبحان الله وبحمده سبحان الله العظيم، عدد خلقك ورضا نفسك وزينة عرشك ومداد كلماتك، كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد، طب القلوب ودوائها، وعافية الأبدان وشفائها، ونور الأبصار وضيائها. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد صلاة تكرمنا بها وتكون فرحا وسرورا لنا في الدنيا والآخرة. آمين آمين يا رب العالمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن شاء الله today we're going to talk about topic maybe some of us never think about it or doesn't come in our heart. If you think about Allah, the Creator, and His creation, we will learn a lot of wisdom from what Allah is doing. And the more we learn wisdom about Allah, it will make us closer to Allah. One of this wisdom is, do you know Adam alayhi salam is the last creation of Allah? Does anybody know that? Adam alayhi salam is the last creation of Allah. What we mean in here is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He created, and this according to many ahadith, and it is sahiha, authentic, is the first thing Allah created, what is it? Anybody remember? Anybody remember what the first thing Allah created? The first thing Allah created is a pen. It's a hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, people came from Yemen and asked him, Ya Rasulullah, who's Allah? He said, Allah was. كان الله وما كان شيئا قبله. Allah was and nothing was before Allah. ثم خلق القلم. And He created the pen. And after that, Allah أنطق القلم. Allah allowed the pen to talk. And the pen said, Oh Allah, what do you want me to write? ماذا أكتب؟ قال اكتب كل ما كان حتى ما شاء الله. Write everything until whatever Allah written. Imagine. And just by this word, the pen wrote everything until masha'Allah. What is masha'Allah? Allah, all of us, we do not even know. Where is this knowledge was written? Knowledge written in the lawh al-mahfuz, the tablets, in the front of Allah. How? We do not know exactly. Some scholars give description about the lawh al-mahfuz as a yaquta, one pore or one stone. The width is between the earth and the sky. And the length, nobody knows the length. Now let's talk about some of the wisdom. By this way, Allah created the pen. He created many things. He created angel. He created many things in his kingdom. He created his throne. And many things happen during this time. Allah only know. And later on, Allah created the statue, which will be Adam. Now, let's take the first meaning or the first wisdom. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He never create anything until He prepare all the environment for it. By this way, before Allah created Adam, He created the earth, He created the water, He dropped animal in the earth, He dropped plant, He dropped everything. Everything has been created already, even before Adam created. By this way, what we learn from that is the end of the will of Allah in something, it has a lot of wisdom, will explain to us the beginning of whatever it will happen. This why we will go to the second meaning. Why Allah created the earth? Why Allah created mountain, river, moon, stars, orbits, sun, river, animal, plant, air, this, that, all this because Adam is coming. You see? This why we will go to the third. If you are an inventor or you're doing something, you always glory and respect the last thing you do. Even from American terminology, they tell you the first or the best is the finishing. The finishing will tell you about the quality of the maker. What's the difference between Japanese car and American car? The finishing. American car might have a good product, good pieces, but the set is sloppy sometimes. It's not accurate the way Japanese are. Why? Because they have better finishing than American in different product. By this way, according to the last product, it show you the quality of the producer. You see that? This why also, even for us, when you do action, the end of any action will show you the quality of you. Some people start the first letter so nice, by the end of the page so sloppy. You can know your personality. And some people from beginning to the end is the same identical. Some people, the more you go down, is more perfect. And they ended up in perfection. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلِ الْأَعْلَى Allah, He has a high example. Because He's the ultimate creator. He's ending always the best. He has a wisdom about that to show the perfection of Allah. And always people is always their desire towards the end. You won't find the end. What's the end of this? This is why even Musa alayhi salam, when he was in the palace with Pharaoh, and Pharaoh tell him, throw the stick of wood you have. He said, no, you throw. What's the wisdom behind it? Because always the last one he going to do, everybody is looking at. By the way, everybody threw. And when everybody threw, everybody looking at Musa. You see the wisdom? Because once Musa threw, his word and his action will be more powerful than any time else. And also you will find out, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent messengers, prophets, books, tablets, everything. But he saves the best to the last. Quran and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Iqra, read. He said, I cannot read. Basically, the first message was read. And what's the last message? Al-yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum. Today I complete your deen. Between read and the last word, the whole message was developed. When Adam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him, do you know what he did, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he put the sign of Allah in Adam. He's a creator, and Adam was a creation as the sign of Allah. Not any another creation. To show the quality of Allah. In scene. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he always have a wisdom of the ending as the fruit. When a farmer farming, what are we waiting for? The crops. But so you do not look to the action of the farmer in the beginning. You will know the quality of the farmer according to the quality of the crops. I used to go upstate New York in one village. This village, the man used to make beautiful, astaghfirullah, he doesn't make it, but he used to produce a beautiful apple. I never tasted in my life like it. And one day I asked him, how you do that? He said, I do not take care about the trees like everybody else. In different season, I keep trimming the tree. Even I trim the buds to make sure not enough buds in the tree. By this way, I get the apple in its right size, in the right, quality. I do not care about the quantity. I care about the quality. By this way, how I know the quality of the man? From his apple, from his product. And look at us. Allah created us. And what He did with us. He gave us all the faculty. He gave us all the means, all the equipment. Look at our body. How the body is perfect. Feet is perfect. To make you stand. Until today, one of the problems with robot, they cannot get a robot in a certain size with the size of foot like mankind. You have 200-300 pounds standing in like 1 foot. 1 foot only. 200-300 pounds making all this motion and all this movement with a complete balance in 2 feet. And the feet is almost like 3.5 inch or 2.5 inch by 6 inch or 5.5 inch or whatever. Look at this. Perfection. Look at the fingers. Look at the teeth. Look at the eyes. Look at the nose. Look at the ears. Look at the hair. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave us all the mean how to be the way we are. We do not work to gain what we have. No, is already giving to us. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevated mankind. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ. We elevated the son of Adam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before He created Adam, in some report, angel said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, create what He want. We are the best. And when Adam, Allah create him, now they make sujood to Adam. They not the best. Adam has high elevation more than the angels. At this moment, they discover the level of Adam in front of all the angels. And how they know it also? They find out they are lack of knowledge. They do not know enough. Because if they know, they will know why Adam has been created and why he is elevated this much. But they never know it. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show in the front of angel, the level of Adam. He said, oh Adam, tell them about their names. And by the will of Allah, Allah give him from his ultimate knowledge. And this, according to different scholar, you know, it has a dispute. Is Allah give the name of all his sons, or Allah subhanahu, is Adam alayhi salam give the name of all his sons of Bani Adam, or he gives the name of the majority of angels? Whatever it is, it was massive knowledge, direct from Allah. You're talking about can be a few seconds. He been created. And according to some his report, he sneezed. He said, Alhamdulillah. How he said, Alhamdulillah? Allah give it to him in his heart. And this why even when Adam alayhi salam, Allah put him in Jannah, and he commit the sin, angel said, oh, he's out. Again, they do not know the ultimate. He's out to come in to Allah, give him forgiveness, to go back to Jannah. By this way, actually the whole journey to go back to Jannah. By this way, every time the angel or anyone can think, the sins, the Adam sin it, actually to lead him to Jannah. And to elevate him more. And to show the forgiveness of Allah. Because without his sins, Allah will not forgive him. But to show the wisdom of Allah. The sequence of wisdom we never can comprehend. Here he is, created, elevated. Angel makes sujood, tashreef, elevation and prostrate for, you know, to him with respect. And after that, he commits sins. After that, he disgraced to go to the earth, to go back to Jannah. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أنتم خلقتم للآخرة والدنيا خلقت لكم. You are created for the hereafter. And the dunya is created for you. The whole earth and what it contains for us. Imagine if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes a cow has the quality of a lion. Is anybody can eat meat? Imagine every time you want to butcher a cow, half of the people will be finished. You see? But you said, cow, come here. Tick, it go down. The lamb or sheep, tick, it go down. The chicken, tick, it go down. Rabbit, tick, it go down. Allah put the quality in different animal for the provision of mankind to make it easy for you. Everything is easy. Easy. Why? For us. The whole earth and what it contains for us. The sun to give us warmness. The moon and the stars to give us signs. If you want to go to sleep upstairs. I'm serious. And what else? The water, the river, the mountain, the wind. All this for what? For us. To show what? What Allah prove? To show us the wisdom of Allah is above any ultimate thinking we can get too close to. We cannot comprehend the wisdom of Allah. This is why even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said of the meaning of al-ibra, the more wisdom of the khawatim al-a'mal, the ending of the action. It doesn't matter what you do in your life, it is the ending. How you will end your life. Does anybody know who? When? How? We do not know. But again, for Allah to show us His power and His wisdom. Look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He started the creation of this life with a pen. And He ended with a scholar, Adam. Allah created the human being to be the scholar of the pen, the one He created the first. Can you see? Wisdom. Wisdom from Allah above any wisdom. Let's take a moment with Iblis to see the difference. Do you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He forgave Adam even before He created him? How? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before even create him, when he just have the clay, the angel asked him, "Oh Allah, what are you creating?" He said, "Inni ja'ilun fil ard khalifa." Think, "Inni ja'ilun fil ard khalifa." I am having my representative on earth. How Allah have His own representative on earth, and even Adam He did not created yet. And Allah, who is His ultimate knowledge, He know He will sin. You understand now? You see how Allah is so wise, we cannot even comprehend. And Allah not even create him. He give him a title. He give him a job. Before even He create him. Khalifa. Khalifa of Allah in earth. Why? Because the one who loves something, he always give it excuse. By this way he know he's weak. He know he will commit sins, but he love him. He love him in this format. And he won't show his love and his gratitude to us as a human being. Yes, we will be weak. Yes, we will commit sin, but I will forgive you. Because you are belong to me. And to also to show Iblis he was wrong of what he did. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with His ultimate wisdom, the first day Adam created, all the angels prostrate to him. Make sajda. Imagine what kind of something can happen to you. How you feel when the creator in the front of you and all His angels make sajda for you by the command of Allah. And look with the wisdom of Allah. He go to Jannah, he commits sins, and he coming back prostrate to Allah, according to some report, for 40 years. Make prostrate to Allah, asking for forgiveness. Why? To humble him. To humble Adam عليه السلام, to prepare him for the journey. Again, from what? Love. By the way, all this preparation by the wisdom of Allah for a wisdom. And this why, according to some report, Iblis la'natullah alayh, when he used to pass by Adam when he was a clay, he used to hit. And every time he hit, he hears sound. This sound is, they said, it is a sound of hollow, emptiness. He said, I do not know what Allah created you for. And he used to enter from the mouth, coming out from the behind. And he disgraced him. Meaning he said, what is it? Now again, what is it in here? The point in here, he disgraced something he doesn't know. And this why us, if you really understand Islam, you never look down to nobody. You never look down to nobody. Because you never know who is written to him what. You never know. You never know who is the most pious person. You never know who he will have the good ending. And this is the most ultimate wisdom of Allah. He kept the secret of the unseen to belong to him. And he wants us to only look in one thing, to be humble and humility to each other for Allah. Adam alayhi salam, he smiled in Jannah when he entered. And he cried a lot in earth. What's the wisdom? He smiled of what he have. And he cried of what he lost and how he come back. Similar to us. The wise person, the one who cry a lot. And in the moment of death, he laugh. And the foolish one who laugh a lot, and the moment of death, he cry. Because if you cry a lot now, at the moment of death, you will be benefit. You will be laughing. You will be happy. Your success. And if you laugh a lot now, you missed. You miss the responsibility. And the wisdom behind your living. And why you are the last creation in Allah's kingdom. And this why even the early scholars, they said, the best and the shortest cut toward Allah, to be poor to Allah. To feel humble and humility to Allah. And this why even in hadith, sahih, is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow somebody to enter Jannah with a dot of kibr. A dot of kibr, arrogant, you will not allow to enter Jannah. Dot! Do you know, I think sometime about this hadith and I said to myself, if me first know the power of this hadith, I will be working only in one topic. How to put my nose down. Do you know, if you look at our life, sometimes you find somebody come arrogant over you. Do you know what the wisdom behind it? For Allah to humble you. By this way, sometimes you get anger of a person because he's talking to you in a certain way. But it might be this is the message from Allah to you. Because how you be humble unless somebody's arrogant over you? How you have a good manner if somebody is having no bad manner over you? Always. Always the opposite show up the quality. And when he eat, he gets sick. And the sickness he get Adam alayhi salam will not allow him to be in Jannah. He has to go down to the earth. Now, who's the doctor? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What he said to him when he come down? He said, come down and wait for my cure, my guidance, my light, my wisdom. Wait for it. Which is what? Messenger and prophet. Books, revelation. To lead us where? It is acting like the map. To lead us to where we left, which is Jannah. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدَى فَمَنِ اتَّبَعَ هُدَايَ فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. Surah Taha, verse 123. فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي هُدًى. Unless you receive guidance from me. Listen carefully. Unless you receive guidance from me. Guidance from whom? Allah. فَمَنْ تَبَعَ هُدَايَ. Whoever follow my guidance, فَلَا يَضِلُّ وَلَا يَشْقَى. He will never be stray and he will never be in agony. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he promised to save us from our weakness, our temptation, our shaitan, our everything with what? With his own ultimate knowledge, which located in his own messages to us. And if we take the message, we take the medication, the way prescribed to us and described to us, wonder what happened. We will build the strength and enable us to go to the journey back to Jannah. Now, if I do not take the medication the way it prescribed and described, I will never be well enough. And my journey can be so tough, I might fail. And this is the whole thing is for us. And nothing you can do without, with all this, without destiny. What Allah written for you. You have yourself, you have your shaitan, you have your desire. You have many things acting against you. But Allah give you the vaccination and the medication. And he said, you take them, I will lead you. And I will give you the guidance and light and everything else. And your ultimate place will be Jannah. Look at also this very important point in here. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he give us a chance. He give us the will, the time, the mean, the brain, the thinking. You have no excuse. By this way, this no excuse also for Allah to bring us with complete justice in the day of judgment, and we have no excuse. Yes, you are weak. Yes, I give you shaitan. Yes, I give you temptation. Yes, I give you desire. But I send you the description. I send you the medication. Why you do not take it? Why you deny the medication? Or why you do not take it the way prescribed to you by your own prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam for us? And every group of people, they have their own prophet, their own medication according to their own time and environment. Again, wisdom from Allah. But why? Why we do not take the medication? When the desire overwhelming. It make high esteem, of temptation, lock up the vision. Once it lock up the vision, I do not see the destination. I become locked up in my own temptation. And wonder at this time, I cannot take the medication. I will not have even value to medication. What else is dunya? Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you in a medication, sell. Sell what you have for what I own for you. Because you're leaving. As soon or later you're leaving. You're not where you belong. You're leaving. But I refuse the wisdom of Allah, and I refuse to take the medication, and I start going against it. This why whoever go against the medication would be torture. Torture for what? Because he did not listen. Imagine we do not want to be patient for 1 hour, because the whole life is 1 hour. Compared to the hereafter is 1 hour. This whole life compared to the hereafter, 1 hour, and we're leaving. But we cannot be patient for infinity, life for infinity. We so possessed to the point I'm stuck, won't enjoy 1 hour. Instead of thinking about the hereafter. And not only that, we selling the pleasure of Allah and the pleasure of infinity with a disgrace for infinity. Because either you gain the pleasure of Allah and pleasure for infinity, or Allah disgrace you for infinity in hellfire. By this way, imagine I am working in 1 hour to gain disgrace for infinity. Like one scholar, he said, you are traveling after dunya, the one is leaving you. You are traveling after dunya, the one is leaving you. And you sit down and you refuse to travel to the hereafter, the one you going toward it. Because none of us is staying. You're leaving. You like it or you don't, you're leaving. One another scholar, he said something. He said, did you not see the man who sell the garbage with the diamond? And he buy the disgrace with the elevated. This is what we're doing. We're buying dunya, the disgrace one in the front of Allah. And to what? To destroy our hereafter. And this man, he said, if you see a person doing like that, he is a safi. Safi meaning a person has no brain. A person has no any value to himself. A person has no any judgment. Look at us, what we're doing. Look what the message from Allah and the wisdom of Allah, and we think we have wisdom. And this is what we feed our children. And we're running after. We destroy our life and we want to feed our children the same destruction. And this is why in the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, every ummah, every nation coming and cursing the nation before of it. They said, oh, you disgrace me. You went astray and you lead me to the same? Because us, either our kids will make dua for us or they will curse us. Either they will be benefit for us or they will be disgrace for us. Either they will make us having some bounty in the grave or we will be torture in the grave. Again, wisdom of Allah to show justice of what we're doing. Imagine a farmer, every year he farm and his product is bad. What kind of farmer is that? Why you blame the seed? Maybe the seed, you put it in the wrong ground. Maybe you do not take care about it the way it should be. Meaning something wrong in the farmer. Every year. Look at us as an ummah. And look at our children and our generation. Who's a producer? Us. Father and mother. What we give them. What we let them aim for. Money, life, status. They can go to hellfire, no problem. They can be disgraced by the will of Allah, no problem. They can be cursed by Allah, no problem. But they have to make it like everybody else. The non-Muslim who know Islam, they leave dunya for Allah. And we are the one we know Islam and we know Allah. We're leaving Allah for dunya. What most disgrace more than that? And we start to championship each other for the garbage. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Hadith Qudsi, he said, O the son of Adam, if you meet me with the whole earth contained of sins, meaning you commit all kind of sins, but you have no partner with me, I will forgive you. But today we misunderstand this hadith. It's big different. You see, shirk. Allah do not want shirk. He tell you do any sin, but do not do shirk. Do you think if I know, I'm not a mushrik, I'm mushrik. If I love my kids more than Allah, I'm a mushrik. I fear tomorrow, I'm a mushrik. I love what I have, I'm a mushrik. Because shirk is all kind of a style. If I believe I can lead my kids toward dunya, not to Allah, I'm a mushrik. Because I become their own Lord. What I feed them. One person, he said, without the sin Adam did, he will not be saved from ujb, from liking himself. Allah saved him by committing sins to give him humility. This is why some scholar, he said, you might commit sins, will be beloved to Allah more than good deed. Because the sins can lead you to be so down to Allah, you want Allah so bad. And you can do good deed, it make you arrogant and make you think you are somebody. The son of Adam never elevate himself unless he disgrace himself for Allah. Meaning he butcher his desire. Butcher everything for Allah. Cut it. Cut all the love. Cut all the fear to be only for Allah. If you remember the moment you go to the grave, your life will be different. If you remember you're going to stand in the front of Allah, your life will be different. If you think you're really going to die, your life would be different. If you believe you have injured right and left, your life would be different. But shaitan deceive us, make us forget. How to get closer to Allah? One scholar, he said, be busy in this dunya of what enough, sufficient enough to benefit you after death. You see, be busy with this dunya enough of what benefit you after death. Another scholar, he said, look at yourself, how much you busy with. Are you busy of dunya to lead you to dunya, or are you busy to dunya to lead you to Allah? Look to what in your heart. What possessed you more? Your wife, your husband, your kids, or for Allah? You see, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. We hear, we know, we memorize, we pray, but our life is going in the opposite direction. Why? I always keep repeating this topic, but why I repeat it? Because you have no choice. I have no choice. Unless we do the first step, we cannot really go to the second step. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never enter my heart unless my heart is empty. And Allah we do not find except one thing in my heart. What is it? What is it, Brother Shawkat? What Allah waiting for to see in my heart? Allah. Allah. He will never fill your heart with iman and yaqeen unless you have one thing in your heart. Allah. How you gain Allah in your heart? I said it. Allah sends a medication. How much you taking the medication? How much you read about Quran? How much you try to have wisdom of what you're reading? How much you read a hadith about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? How much you read it and ask Allah, oh Allah, give me vision. Make me among those, ya Allah. You said, I have no time. Very simple, the whole trial in life. You have no time because your effort and your success lie in something else. By this way, occupy you from Allah. What you do if you're sincere? You drop anything for Allah. But we do not want to do the drop. We want to stay where you are and you want Allah. It will never work. Never. Wallahi, trust me, never. Each one of us will be trialed. Trial of whatever you have. I remember this family. They have a young man. So pretty, so handsome, so intelligent. Everybody in village talk about him. In the age of 17, he went to take a shower. He never came out. They found him dead in the bathroom. Look at where he died, how he died, in where he died. And the family used to be so protective of him. I said, Subhanak, Ya Allah. Glory to you, Ya Allah. We never understand what's the wisdom. Why Allah take him this much? He used to have plan. Who will be? Which colleges? He have all his scholar degree. He did all his education younger. He's almost going to finish high school and everything in less than 14, 15 years old. And he planning to let him have a doctorate degree by the age of 20. Many college want him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has another plan for him. What's the wisdom behind it? Why the wisdom of death? How many times you go to the grave and you see a sign? 1 day, 2 days, 1 week, 6 years, 40 days, 2 years, 14 years. Why? By this way, it's a wisdom for us, the one who visits the grave. Anybody can go. Anytime. This again need believe. How you gain it? You gain it when you sit in an environment of belief. This why the early scholars, they said, if you want gain belief, recite a lot. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. But not recite it like, no. Really recite it and think. Is nothing in the whole earth without Allah. Imagine how much we are a liar. Who own me? Who own my health? Who own my health? Allah, who can take my health any moment? Allah, who feed me? Allah, who make me breathe? Allah, who will take my life? Allah, and I'm running away from him. How? You cannot run away from him. You're only running away from your own benefit and success. Why? I said it over and over again. We are adult or young, a product of environment. If you be in the company of those who want Allah, wonder what happened to you. As soon or later, you want Allah. If you talk day and night about Allah, the reality of Allah will come in your heart. If you day and night said, La ilaha illallah, even if you do not have it, as soon or later, the reality of La ilaha illallah come in your heart. If you read day and night about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the reality of his advice will come in your heart. If you read Quran day and night, not to be a big scholar or a big imam or a big reciter, just read it and cry and say, Oh Allah, give me wisdom. As soon or later, the messages of Allah will come in your heart. This is the whole thing. It's a medication. Whatever, how much you take the medication, you will be cured. You take it daily, most likely, inshallah, you will be cured. You take it weekly, you will be on and off. You take it monthly, you will be in dangerous. You take it yearly, you can be finished. You can be out. Now, who's holding us? What holding us? We get the wisdom of shaitan, but we're not getting the wisdom of Allah. Imagine how many ahadith started with wasiyah. I give you a will. I give you advice from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How many of ahadith like that we know it? How many of this ahadith we live with it in our life? Imagine if I do not know the wisdom of the man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him the ultimate wisdom. How I can get wisdom? Okay. Imagine a book. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I send you guidance and mercy and wisdom and a light. Okay, if I do not read it and I do not seek the wisdom of what Allah advised me of, how I can get wisdom? No way. This is why you see the condition of us. We pray, but we won't let it go. Meaning, I do not pray to meet Allah. I'm praying to finish the obligation. Like, just let's get rid of it. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, جُعِلَتْ قُرَّةَ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. My best desire and ultimate happiness was with me in the time of salah. Do you know why? You are with Allah. You are with Allah. Imagine you are in a meeting with Allah. And during this meeting, Allah tell you, I'm listening to you. Tell me, my servant, what do you want? What you aching of? What's your problem? I will solve it for you. I'm your doctor. I'm your creator. I'm the one who help you. And we go 1, 2, 3 and finish it. It's almost like, I do not value your meeting, Ya Allah. Because if you value the meeting of Allah, you will be more time in the salah. Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, Rasulullah salam, teach us, whatever any matter happened to you, run into salah. Why? You ask the owner, oh Allah, what to do? Because he's the one running the show, not me. Are we running the show? This is coming from shaitan. Once you believe, you know, you finished. I was saying to one brother before we start, one scholar, he said, if you think about tomorrow, you finished. If you think about tomorrow, you have no faith in Allah. The one who provide today, the one who give you life today, he's the owner of tomorrow. And tomorrow is already written in the kingdom of Allah. What do you worry about? Do you not having enough faith in Allah? Do you not trusting Allah? You do not trust in Allah? The one who give you all this? I feel sad when I see the pamphlet of Hajj and all the talk about it. How many rooms, how many beds, how many bathroom, how many meals, how many fans and air condition. And I said, Subhanallah, the one who provide you all your life, you do not trust him when you go visit him in his own house. The one who provided you for 40, 50 years, you cannot trust him of providing you in 15 days in his own house. And one of his quality and attribute, his Akramul Akrameen, the most generous one, the owner of everything. Is this not disgrace? Disgrace to really worry all the time, all the preparation, which room you're going to go. And once you go, all you worry about how you sleep, if the room is getting enough according to what you pay for, and you forget the whole message. We enter Ramadan, and what we worry about? What we going to eat? And which way are we going to find Taraweeh? To finish the 20 rak'ah or 8 rak'ah according to our belief? Look at us. Really, look at us. And Salah. We worry about the do and don't, and our heart is not connected. Because if my heart connected, my time will be for Allah. My tongue will be for Allah. My heart will be with Allah. My eyes will be for Allah. My ear only hear what Allah love. And ultimately, this body will be only walking toward Allah. What about my soul? Will be connected with Allah. Will be connected with angels. How much we disgrace ourselves from the company of angel, the company of Allah, to the company of shaitan. Because in any given time, you are in either one company or another. I feel sad and so sick in my heart when we go and we sit down in a gathering like that, and once it finish, we go back. Exactly do the same thing. You do not receive it. And if you do not receive it, and you have that of sincerity, you know what happened? You should be crying. You should be crying because you do not receive it. If I come to meeting like that, and I'm hearing the word of Allah, and the wisdom of Allah, and it go back, and is not affecting me, something is wrong. Meaning my heart is so blocked, is so veiled. Even the word of Allah is not affecting me, is not changing anything in my life. And if I value that, how come I do not produce it daily? I should running after it. Imagine today what happening. This is actually a test and a trial from Allah. Here you are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell you, you complain you have no knowledge, I give you the knowledge. You do not get the message, here is the message. You have no mean, I give you all the mean. Imagine, after all that, where I will be in the front of Allah. What excuse I have? This is Iman. And Iman, to build it, you have to be the company of environment. Okay, you said, I'm very weak. I cannot make it. Very simple. Go to the doctor. Go to the hospital. Who's our doctor? Anyone get closer to Allah, he's the one. I should seek the companion of those. If I'm strong, I invite toward Allah. If I'm weak, I would be with the one who already knows the road and be with them, to take me with them. Because we are in a journey. We are in a journey, and very soon the journey will finish. Very soon the journey was finished. If we believe in Allah, every day I hear about janazah. Somebody die. Imagine how much shaitan make us possessed to believe we never are going to die. Or my health is so strong. How many people never make it? And they have 100% beautiful, strong body. And how many sick people live for 20, 40 years sick? 50 years. I know people have all kind of disease you imagine, heart, liver, lung, asthma, this and that. My mother was one of them, and she's close to 80. Allah put barakah in her life, and all the mother say ameen. Because we have big problem with our mother. What are we going to give them? How many mother today said, I want my children to be sadaqah jariyah for me when I die? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, after death, all your deed is finished, except of three. Sadaqa jariyah. Money, a charity, you spread it in the path of Allah. Always running, like a well, a hospital, something. Books, knowledge. An ilmun yuntafa'u bihi. And you are teaching, or in the field of teaching, other for Allah. وَوَلَدٌ صَالَحْ يَدْعُ لَكَ. And a pious man, not a doctor, not a professor, not an engineer, a pious young man, make dua for you. Do we really believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Wallahi, I'm not picking in anyone, because we are in the same boat. How many of our children know Allah? How many of our children we talk to them about Allah, the importance of Allah? We have a disease. They have to finish the education. They have to get the doctorate degree, professor. to get Lexus, Toyota, whatever, Mercedes-Benz, to make it. But if you go out of Allah, is not a big deal. And when you go out completely, we said, oh, they out. Oh, what we do? Who pushes them for all that? Who feeds them to be the successful in dunya and never talk about success in a hereafter? I never said do not be educated or do not live or do not make money. But number one is deen. Because if deen come and dunya come, you will spread from dunya for deen. But if dunya come and you do not have the deen, you will never get the deen. And I see it all over. How many doctors in America? Muslim. How many engineers in America? Muslim. How many big professor and doctor degree and this and that? Muslim. Where they are? What they done to Islam? What they done to themselves? 4 years ago, I meet a man. He's a chairman of one of the biggest college I will not mention. And he's a very famous, wealthy man. He's a multimillionaire. You know, his wife tell me, please talk to him. He did not make one rak'ah from 25 years ago. 25 years ago, he never make one rak'ah to Allah. 25 years ago, he never fast one day. What his millionaire will do to him? He has 8 doctor degree. What it will do to him? And when he sit down with me, he tell me, you believe about what you're saying? And he laugh. And he joke about the hadith and ayat. He joke. He tell me, you still believe in this stuff? This is the price of colleges in America and dunya. It make you so arrogant, you forget who you are. Do we receive the wisdom of Allah? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tell you, you are sick, and this is a medication. Everybody is sick in this life until we take the medication. According to how much medication you have, and you're getting, how much cure you got. Now, who we get wisdom from? The sick or the cure one? My dear brother and sister Islam, why create Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create us the last nation? He created us the last nation to be the last nation and the first one into our paradise. He gave us the weakest body in His own creation. Look at all the nation before us, used to be more powerful, more strong, living longer, more richer. Do you know what this meaning? More punishment, more justice, more judgment. Because according to how much we live, how much we will be judged. According to what we're doing, how we spend our time, where we get the money from, and where are we spending the time money for? One day I went to this place to buy chicken, almost 10 years ago. And a young man working in a small slaughterhouse. The time of Zuhr come, he left the job, and he went to the owner. He said, I'm going to take 10-15 minutes to make salah. And the owner is a Muslim, supposed to be. He said, no, wait until you finish your work. Make salah when you go home. He said, I can't. My life will be haram. He said, it's not my business. You're working for me in here, you obey me here. When you go home, you obey Allah. Imagine, this supposed to be a Muslim talking to Muslim. He said, no, I'm going to obey Allah and I'm going to get my salah. He said, okay. If you're going to make salah now, you leave the job. And the man, he left the job to make salat ad-dhuhr. Do you think this man, Allah will disgrace him? What more disgrace than being working day and night, day and night, day and night. You do not even know your name. You do not spend even some time with your children. If you give them everything, but you're not sitting with them, what do you give them? The wisdom of Allah, my brother and sister in Islam. Allah is so ghafoor, so rahim. Do you know one of the part of the medication and wisdom? He tell you, my servant, do whatever you have to do. Go whatever you do. And remember, I am all merciful. I'm all forgiveness. Come knock in the door. You will find me. I will cure you. I will take in your hand, but come to me. Do you know who we are as a Muslim? We are the one. We take the sick people to the hospital. We take the sick people to the cure place. Because we the only one have the medication in earth. Nobody have the medication except us. But imagine if we refuse to take the medication and we refuse to spread the medication. Who is more disgrace in the front of Allah? The ones you do not have the medication, and the one even some of them you do not know about the medication is exist, or the one who have the medication and is still sick. And they show up so sick to the point the sick, another sick people, they said, when we invite them to the medication, they said, no, 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 no. The medication is not working for you. How it come will work for me? By this way, we causing the people not to go toward Allah and take the medication just by our action. Because you cannot invite to Allah unless you are with Allah. The only way to invite to Allah when you are really with Allah. When Allah in your heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put strength and power in what you say. Because it's coming from your heart, not your lips. Today we're spreading knowledge to the non-Muslim, but we do not spreading Islam. It's a huge difference between the knowledge in the books and the action living of Islam. Islam doesn't spread by the books, it's spread by a Muslim. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He make us the cause of spreading Islam. Imagine medication is available, but you do not take the medication until the doctor prescribe it to you. We are the doctor of the whole ummah. We are the doctor of all mankind. But imagine if the doctor is sick. The wisdom of Allah, we never understand it. But we have to believe. If even our weakness can be the best for us. Why? Because if you feel you are so weak, Allah loves it so much. Knock on the door. And said, oh Allah, help me out. He wants that. Because no guidance, no opening, no medication, no cure without His will. By this way, if you really want the medication, if you want the cure, keep knocking. Keep knocking. As soon or later, the door of Allah will open. And He will cure you. He will forgive you. He will open the door for you to come back to Him, to Jannah. To where we belong. Where we left from the beginning. My dear brother and sister in Islam, imagine a call to Jannah, a call back to our home where we used to live in the kingdom of Ruh, in Alam al-Arwah, before even we've been created. And it's up to us to say, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik la sharika laka Labbaik. إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. This is the reality. This is what Allah wants from us. To say, here am I. I'm coming toward you, Ya Allah. No partner with you except you, Ya Allah. Nothing in my heart except you, Ya Allah. You the only one deserve to be praised. You the only one own everything. You the owner, you the king. But this, it has to be inculcated in my heart. How? Keep repeating it. Repeating it. Repeating it. Why are we doing what we're doing? Imagine we go how many years for our school? 12? 12 years school? 4 years in college? Another 2 years? 20 year nonsense education. It wipe our soul down. And we do not want even offset it with some time and education to offset the massive movement is taking away our Islam. Imagine us as a farmer, all of us, where is our product? Where is our crops? Imagine if you die, what are you going to say to Allah? My own crops is bad and I did not have any crops in the earth, but I corrupted the earth of my action. And instead of spreading the medication, I take the medication and I lock it. And I take the poison of other. This is what we're doing. Believe it or not, this is what we're doing. We believe in the poison and we do not believe in medication. Because if we believe in medication, this is not our condition. And we will be taking the medication so seriously, daily. And we will worry about our crops. And we worry about our crops in this life. By this way, when I go to Allah, I said, oh Allah, I produce by your own will whatever you want me to do, Ya Allah. I produce, Ya Allah, love and guidance toward you by your guidance and light, Ya Allah. I was a slave to you and I deny shaitan, Ya Allah. But imagine I die and I said, oh Allah, I have no time for you. I do not believe in you, Ya Allah. My time is all with shaitan. I disgrace myself from my own crops. And I did not do any work in this earth except spreading mischief. We are the spreader of mischief on earth. Because in any given time you're spreading of something. You're gaining something. You see, my brother and sister in Islam, knowledge of Allah needs someone who wants Allah. Once you want Allah, Allah will open. But you have to have the desire. And the desire of Allah will not come unless you clean up the love of dunya. And you will not able to clean the love of dunya until the reality of Allah coming in your heart. And the reality of Allah will not come in your heart unless you are in environment of Allah and remember Allah and be in the company of those who know Allah. The more you spending and the more you sacrificing, the more you will be toward those you choose. Time is running. And we have to choose. How much time we spend for dunya? How much time we spend for Allah? How much time we want Allah? How much time we want dunya? How much time we want Jannah? How much time we want what? Hellfire. Is another place. Imagine somebody tell me, take this map, will lead you to your destination. I said, excuse me, I know. and you know you are lost. You know you are lost and you do not even know where you're going. And you know the ultimate of this road or this highway lead you to destruction for infinity and you keep going. Imagine. Imagine. Imagine this, our condition. We have the map. We have the medication. We have the light of Allah. Only inquire and acquire and knock. He will give it to you. Whatever who you are, He's all generous. Just call Him. Said, Ya Allah, take your hujub away from our heart, Ya Allah. Take the veil away from Allah, from me, Ya Allah. Show me your light, Ya Allah. Give me guidance, Ya Allah. Lead me to you, Ya Allah. Don't make me the enemy of you, Ya Allah. And after dua, you have to follow it by action. Action is the sign of sincerity between you and Allah. Okay, you said, I can, I'm so weak, I cannot do. Keep calling and keep crying. Allah will take care about you. I have promise in Allah. I trust in Allah because Allah promised never be lied. Allah verily says the truth. What we want. We have to make an honest decision inside what I want, where I'm going. If I really want wisdom, if I want seek wisdom, and if I'm honest, I will seek the environment. If I do not have it, I generate it. If I cannot generate it, I will run after it and be the company and environment of those who can help me. Because I'm so weak. This is our way. You see the wisdom of Allah in His creation? The more you get to know Allah, the more you get wisdom. Why we are here? Why we've been created? Even why our sins is the way they are? For Allah to open the door of forgiveness, to open the door of tawbah, to show His generosity and kindness, to show His mercy to us, to show His af. This is why one of the first people enter Jannah is Ahl al-Fadl, the one al-afina an nas, the one who forgive. And Allah loves those who have the same quality. But how you gain all this quality if you're not connected to the owner of quality? The more you get closer to the quality, meaning Allah, the owner of all attribute and quality, He will lead you, He will give you. All of us are sick until Allah cure us. And even if He will not cure us, He will take us the way we are and He cure us by His own means. But we have to keep knocking. Honest knocking, honest trying, and honesty meaning repeatedly, over and over again, over and over again. And believe me, you cannot take medication once a week. You cannot take medication once a month. It will not help you. You have to take medication daily. We are an environment so massive against Allah, because everything geared to dunya. Unless you do many action to offset that, you will be finished. Before you know it, your heart will be growing in dunya. And dunya will be coming out, blooming from your heart. And you try to want Allah, and it will not work. My dear brother and sister in Islam, all we can do is remind each other for Allah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower us with His mercy, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised in the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He promised whoever gathering, sitting, and remember Allah and talk about Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will descend His sakina, tranquility, and send His mercy, and the angel will surrender them, and in the day of judgment, and in the end, they will say, get up, Allah forgive your sins. And in the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, where is the one who loved me? Where is the one who was sitting for me? Where is the one who visited each other for me? Come, today I give you a shade who is no shade except the shade of Allah. Even messenger and prophet, you will love them. And he said, Ya Allah, who is this people? He said, this is the ones you love each other for me. And he was sitting talking about me. Imagine in such a small action, how much Allah tell us how much is powerful. Now tell me, with all your mind and wisdom and knowledge, give me a place and an action and a job and a knowledge can give you a similar reward. Tell me where, by whom. If you tell me I am making $1 million an hour, you are a loser. $1 billion an hour, you are a loser. 1 hour for Allah, you are a winner. If you disagree with me, you do not know. You do not know at all. And if you agree with me, where? Where is the running towards the mercy of Allah? Where is the running and hurry towards the pleasure of Allah? Where is the running and hurry to save yourself from hellfire? Where is the running and hurry to gain your own palace in paradise? Where is the running and hurry to gain different level elevated in Jannah insha'Allah? Ayn al-mushammirun? Rasulullah s.a.w. said, Ayn al-mushammirun? Where is the one is ready? They said, Nahnu al-mushammirun ya Rasulullah. We are the ready one ya Rasulullah. Ready to do what? To do action, to sacrifice. They did not sleep overnight until they make sure they did something for Allah before the night go back. Where we are? Do you know if you do not do that, what happened? Shaitan tell you tomorrow, 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 and never tomorrow. You won't see the wisdom of Allah, you won't see the light of Allah, try. Do, sacrifice, cry. Call, sit down, do dhikr. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. Do you know what is it? It is a tasbih of malaika. The one angel, call Allah with it. And how we can be provided. If you want provision to open for you, say Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim. La ilaha illallah. It is the most high dhikr you can say it in all your life. Just these two. You do them all the time and you will see. Do istighfar. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Make durood, salah ala nabi, and ask Allah, oh Allah, put the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my heart. Put the love in sunnah to Rasulullah sallallahu in my heart. Make me live according to the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Get books, read, inquire about the sunnah. Start living according to sunnah. Move with the sunnah. Sleep with the sunnah. Eat with the sunnah. Before you know it, you will start growing. You start blowing. At this time, the fruit of Iman will come in your heart. If you get the fruit of Iman, now you're getting something else. You know what the fruit of Iman? Yaqeen. The fruit of Iman is Yaqeen. The fruit of Yaqeen is Tawakkul, rely on Allah. Because once you have faith in Allah, you surrender yourself to Allah. You rely on Allah because you know, finished. And if you rely on Allah, what is the fruit? Allah will love you and be pleased with you. Because now you are a slave. You believe in Allah. You have faith in Allah. You rely on Allah. And this is what the whole dunya all about. To see among us who will know who is really Allah. But this you cannot do it in talk. No, you have to try. You have to gear to it. You have to ache. You have to really want. Look how much you make effort for dollars. How much you make effort for Allah. How much we sacrifice for a stupid degree. We might have a job or might not have it. I look at us from overseas coming to United States. Do you know over 80% of statistics of those who have high degree coming to United States of Europe or Australia, they work in any job without any degree. Do you know that? Like one person, he used to say something very beautiful. He said, if you think your mind will lead you and knowledge for provision, look to the most stupid person who Allah give him million and million and million. You find sometimes very simple person sitting behind a desk. He has no education, none, and billionaire. And you find a person so wise with all knowledge and he has nothing. Do you know what the wisdom behind it? Allah show you who is the provision. He's the one he distributed risk. It's not how much you gain. I remember in almost what? 5 years now, close to 5 years. I was going to Buffalo and in a hotel, this receptionist was talking about the committing suicide of so and so and so and so. And I asked, what's going on? She told me, you don't hear it? I said, no. She said, we become number two in a country of the highest executive people commit suicide. High executive people committing suicide. Do you know why? In the late 80s, early 90s, when the whole big corporation started going down and split, a lot of executives lost the job. Now imagine you have 3-4 houses, 2 big boat, 5 cars, you have mortgage over $1 million a year, and all of a sudden you have no income. Imagine some of these people have bills for maybe $25,000 to $50,000 a month they have to pay. $100,000 a month bills. Now imagine you have no income, meaning you do not own nothing. I'm laughing because this is a reality. And they have to leave everything. They cannot take it. Boom! They commit suicide. Why? Because they're living of what they own or the things they own. This is, my brother and sister in Islam, reality. And imagine we're running after the same thing in a small show. Oh Allah, oh Allah, if you do not give us wisdom, what will happen to us? Imagine. شَرُّ الْبَلِيَّ مَا يُضْحَكْ. In Arabic they said, the worst calamity, it make you laugh. The worst calamity make you laugh. I see today, my brother and sister in Islam, they do not have too much. Maybe it's tiny, stupid house, one car or two car, and mashallah, arrogant more than Iblis. Arrogant more than Iblis, like they have something. They have what? What do you have? For how long you can have it? Who you think you are? Who you think you own? Allah tell you, I'm the owner. أنا الملك. None of us own anything. كلما فوق التراب تراب. Everything above dust is dust. Everything above dust is dust. We going to dust and we become dust. Any building, anything will become dust. And only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His beautiful face is the only one will be left. And everything will be finished. Do we believe in that? And we're still going again to the same cycle of the colonialism and American system and the capitalism Allah said, you come to me. I assure you the richest in this life and hereafter. I give you success. حي على الفلاح حي على الصلاة. What do you mean when we call adhan? حي على الفلاح. Come to success. Come to success. This is what Allah said. And in the end, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. A beautiful message, complete message in adhan. When you make adhan for salah, it's a complete beautiful message. Cannot be more complete than the adhan. It starts with Allah the greater, the greatest, and it ends with Allah the greatest. Or is Allah the greater? Which one is correct? The greater or the greatest? The greatest. May Allah reward you. This is a reality, my brother in Islam. Come to success. Come to your success in this life and hereafter. A call from Allah. A call to success. And the wisdom and light and mercy and forgiveness and pleasure and treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life and hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in what we say. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in our meeting. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in our life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us benefit of this life and hereafter by His will. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us light and guidance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show us the way before it's too late. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our heart to only akhirah and take the hereafter and take the life of this dunya out of our heart. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alamin innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma ya barru ya rahim ya hannan ya mannan يا أكرم الأكرمين يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ودود يا الله يا ودود يا الله يا غفور يا الله يا غفار يا الله يا رؤوف يا الله يا حليم يا الله يا عفو يا الله يا أكرم الأكرمين يا الله يا أكرم الأكرمين يا الله يا أكرم الأكرمين يا الله يا أرحم الراحمين يا الله يا أرحم الراحمين يا الله يا أرحم الراحمين يا الله يا الله يا الله يا الله ندعوك يا الله ندعوك يا الله باسمك الله باسمك الله باسمك الله ندعوك يا الله اللهم إنا ندعوك يا الله يا بر يا رحيم باسمك الأعظم الأحب إليك الذي إذا دعيت به استجبت وإذا استرحمت به رحمت وإذا استفرجت به فرجت. اللهم صل على حبيبك المصطفى اللهم صل على حبيبك المصطفى اللهم صل على حبيبك المصطفى اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة التامة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. اللهم إنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلما كثيرا وإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت فاغفر لنا يا غفار فاغفر لنا يا غفار فاغفر لنا يا غفار مغفرة من عندك يا رب العالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك أن ترزقنا سعادة الدارين وكفاية همهما واللهم ارحمهما كما رباني صغيرة. اللهم استخدمنا لنصر دينك على سنة حبيبك المصطفى، وأنت راض عنا وتقبل منا برحمتك أرحم الراحمين. اللهم ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك وتحبيب عبادك فيك برحمتك أرحم الراحمين. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. You see, scholar and their hadith is a lot of dua, a lot of dhikr. One scholar said something beautiful, I like it very much. Whatever what I can tell you, I do not know. The only one who knows the best dhikr for you is Allah. By this way, when you are at night alone, make wudu. Make two rak'ah to Allah. And ask Him, O Allah, I won't call you with the names and dhikr is the best for me and the one you give me tawfiq for it, Ya Allah. And keep crying to Allah. When you finish, keep doing dhikr until all of a sudden, if Allah accepted your dua, inshaAllah, Allah will make put something in your heart beloved to you. And whatever it is, stay on it. Have istiqama, steadfast. And meaning do it, daily. Some scholars, they said, today we need minimum 100 times to make istighfar. 100 times istighfar, minimum. 100 times minimum, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-ali al-azim. Minimum 100 times, daily. Daily 100 times, tawbah. Daily 100 times, durood. Salah ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Minimum. I said to somebody, because somebody gave it to me by the will of Allah, is read the name of Allah and see which quality of Allah is the most absence of your life. And keep calling Him with it. You get anger too much? Said Ya Halim. You have no manner? Said Ya Muqit. You are poor? Said Ya Ghani. You are weak? Said Ya Qawi. You feel you are stray? Say Ya Hadi. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His name, to call Him with it. No bad quality you have unless you will find something in the opposite of it with the name of Allah. Do you know today one of the most treasure Allah give us is His names and His attribute, and how much we are sleeping from it. Anytime you have a problem, said Ya Fattah, the opener, with the will of Allah, I'm trying to do a project because I find out most of the books about the name of Allah, it has a lot of mistakes. A lot of mistakes. But you see, is not the name of Allah translation. It is your belief and iman and yaqeen. The moment you call Him with it. You can call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one time and the throne of Allah will be shaking. And you can call Him 1,000 times and all of them will be disgraced. It is according to your heart. Where is your heart? Where are you going? What are you doing? What are you engaging of? What you want? What you want even the name of Allah to do for you? Some people use the name of Allah to gain some material things. You will gain it, but you will be disgraced. The name of Allah to get you closer to Allah. To gain the pleasure of Allah, to open your heart, to put light in your heart. What about Noor? Allah is Noor. Imagine if we miss it. If we miss Allah Noor. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran over and over again, He said it. If Allah do not give you nur, you are in darkness. Without Allah nur, you have nothing. Do you think you are living without Allah nur? Do you think you can gain anything if Allah do not give you nur? At this moment, do you think nur is not a name of Allah? You should call him with it. Call him Ya Nur. You feel lonely? Said Ya Wadud. Ya Wadud. The companion, the friend, the loving. If Allah is your companion, what do you want? But you see, all this name of Allah and dhikr will not coming in your heart and benefit you until your heart is empty of everything except of Allah. Okay, what happened if my heart is not empty and is not clean? Keep calling until it clean it. Because dhikr is the cleaner of your heart. Dhikr is the cleaner of your heart. Because the more you remember Allah day and night, as soon or later Allah will clean your heart. Inshallah. Any question, any concern? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Call Allah. Fill your heart with Allah. Fill your lungs with Allah. Fill your heart with Allah. Fill your mouth with Allah. Fill your ear with Allah. You refuse to hear anything except for Allah. Don't listen to backbiting and namima and ghaiba. All listen. Talk about other. And you think the name of Allah will come in your heart. Clean your ears from everything except of Allah. Clean your tongue from anything except of Allah. Clean your heart from everything except of Allah. At this time you will feel the bounty and the treasure of the name of Allah and the attribute of Allah. May Allah reward us. Inshallah. Jazakum Allah kulli khair. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. Don't move without the name of Allah. Don't move from one place to another without dhikr. If you do not know, ask. If you do not have, get books of dhikr. And try. Read one at a time and memorize it and acting upon. Until you have istiqama and recite one more. Until you memorize it, you have istiqama and go for another one. Step by step. Step by step. This actually also the quality of the companionship. If you are a company of somebody who has remember Allah, he will always remember Allah in different situation. You hang around with a person like that, after a while, you will talk like him, you will act like him, you have all the adhkar already. But where is the people who is ready to be the company of this who? But if somebody said, oh, so and so, he has a lot of money. You want to go. You want to learn from him. You want to be his friend. Look at us. He can find you a good job. He can raise your money. He can fix your car. I will be friendship with him. But the one who can lead you to Allah, is no need for him right now. Maybe when somebody die, or Quran Sharif when we buy a new house. May Allah forgive us and give us the reality of Allah in our heart. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen.